A final chat then with Duncan Neal, who's been telling you about the Just Beer, a micropub that they've set up in Newark. Something a bit different and something which celebrates real ale, really. You were discussing how the thing came together and, you know, you and your business partner decided to do something a bit new. There came a point in your life where you wanted to, just explore a bit of an original new avenue. So you've got this pub. And you were just saying to me then, it's completely self-run, isn't it? You don't need to employ lots of staff and you haven't really got that many overheads there.
No, it's very, very low overheads. Like I say, there's four of us together in partnership, and we're just taking it in turns at running it. I mean, we're open 11 till 11 on Monday to Thursday, and we've got a license till 1 o'clock in the morning on a Friday and Saturday.
Brilliant.
And midday till 11 on a Sunday. So it's basically split. There's two of us, this is our full-time job. Two of the other partners actually do a day job, so they're kind of looking after it in the evenings and weekends.
Yeah.
But apart from Friday and Saturday nights, we can get by with just one behind the bar, working and looking after the cellar, because there's not an awful lot to look after, really. I mean, we're currently running four different beers, and as I said before, one cider or perry. So it's not a lot to keep in tip-top condition. We're not looking after a million and one other things, you know.
And your license is for beer and wine, so you don't sell spirits, but then again, you don't need to, do you?
No, we don't. We don't. The whole concept of it is, like it says on the tin, I suppose, as the old advert says, it's just beer.
It's just beer. What do you think, as a real ale person, and what do your friends think about the smoking ban, which has divided drinkers really, I think, down the middle? Some of them furious, saying, well, it should be my choice. I should be able to go in pubs that allow smoking and have a fag. Or, you know, you shouldn't ban me from smoking anywhere, because if you have non-smoking pubs, people that want to go there will go there. If it's smoking pubs, people that want to go there will go there. And, you know, people will vote with their feet. What's your view? What's your opinion?
It's a difficult one, I must admit. I mean, personally, I prefer the smoke-free pub, I'll be honest with you. The first time I ever really encountered it was when I went on holiday to Ireland.
Yeah.
And the difference that it suddenly made from drinking in pubs in England and then suddenly going to Ireland, and it took about a day or two to sink in. I always remember the first time, I couldn't remember why all these people were gathered outside by the door, and I thought, what are they doing? Is the pub that busy they can't fit in? You realise they're all having a cigarette. It is a difficult one. I think, I mean, hard to say really overall. I seem to think in a town the size of Newark, it's been pretty well much accepted now. I mean, we are in Newark, very short on outside space at many of the pubs and bars.
Have you got any at your place?
We haven't, no. Unfortunately, we're on a yard that's a thoroughfare, and it's actually on a slope as well, so it'd be very difficult to put tables
and
chairs.
Bit of real ale, isn't it?
Yes, we'd probably end up fishing people out of the lock as they roll down the hill.
That'd put their fag out quickly.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're very short on outside space. But it's you never see a large congregation of people stood outside pubs these days. No. I don't know. It's seems to be a lot more accepted by the majority of people. Always hard to judge as well how much of an effect. I mean, some publicans will tell you it's had a serious effect on their business. It's always hard to actually, you know, kind of home in on something like that. I mean, we've been through a bad couple of years, you know, on all aspects of... Of really people spending money or not having the money to spend, really. So it's a difficult one. I just think it makes for a cleaner environment. There's always the argument, you know, why should I be allowed to stop smoking? Why should I be allowed to breathe in other people's cigarette smoke? Mm. You know.
Do you know what? It's a debate that's never going to end. Ever.
It will never go away.
Not until they completely ban it, which I'm sure they will do eventually. I wish you luck with this project. It's very brave to do anything like this, especially at the moment when we're only sort of coming out of recession. But it sounds really nice, and you know, it's good that you know, there's now this variety. There's now this other option in Newark. So the Just Beer then is near the castle.
It is indeed.
And I think I might go and pop in there eventually and blow the froth off a couple.
Indeed. We have our own website, so anyone that wants to check it out, you can find out exactly where we are, see some pictures of the pub, get the ethos behind it all at www.justbeermicropub.biz.
Brilliant. Duncan, it's been nice talking to you on BBC Radio Nottingham, and good luck with it.